Chapter 5. Storage Vault 278, Hydra Moon Fortress, Plutonian Orbit.
You are alive.
Arcamus heard the voice. There was a taste in his mouth, not iron, but ozone. His eyelids trembled. Pain. A world of sharpness and brightness, and needles and knives. And though his eyes would not open, he knew that the chirurgian rig would be there above him, holding his ribs open as it lowered another portion of his new self into his flesh.
One of your hearts is still beating. I can hear it.
He could feel the pulse, each beat a bladed thread pulling through his veins, each second redder and brighter than the last.
Survival is unlikely.
I'm sorry for that. You deserve better. We all deserved better. His eyelids moved.
Kinder to cut your throat, but this is not a kind age.
Air sucked into his lungs, and he felt his last heart's hammer. The world was a white sphere, holding him, keeping him still, burning him from within and without. He could not go on. It was too much. He was defeated.
I,
he said, the word surprising him as it came from his lips.
I will not submit. No, you will not. That was always your Legion's problem, your flaw and your virtue. I admire it. I always have.
Something in the words was not right. His eyes opened and the present poured in. Alpharius stood above him, barefaced looking down, a double-ended spear in his hand, the edges of the blade seeming like shadows cast in smoke.
Your secondary assault force is contained, and in the process of being slaughtered. Within 2 hours, Pluto and all of its moons will be ours, and no one will know. If any other attempts what you have attempted, they will die here. These are facts.
Right,
hissed Arcamus, pulling the word from his throat, even as his vision swam. Alpharius tilted his head to one side as though in question.
Your flaw, but not your virtue.
Alpharius laughed, the sound an echo in the quiet. He looked as though he was about to say something else, but then stopped. Arcamus heard the click of the vox in Alpharius's armor activating, and realized that the Primarch must be connected to a link within the vault. Alpharius listened, his face set.
Let them get within teleport range, he said,
but his words were for whoever was on the other end of the vox.
Then turn the jammers on.
His eyes flicked down to Arcamus.
He is here, he said,
and stepped back next to the machinery of the teleport beacon. A wind rose in the vault's still air. Drops of Arcamus's blood rose from the floor. Bright worms of static ran up the walls. Pressure was building inside Arcamus's skull. His skin felt like fire inside his armor. Alpharius raised his head. Shreds of luminous ash formed and fell. Black cracks ran through the air. The pressure in the Huskarl's skull was the beat of a hammer. Reality split. Lightning-bright lines cut into the air. Starlight burst outwards. Pressure waves ripped through the chamber. A circle of golden-yellow figures stood above him, the plates of their Terminator armor fuming pale light. Clenched fists of jet sat on their shoulders. Emerald laurels circled the black skulls on their chests, and silver lightning bolts crossed their pauldrons in echo of their warrior ancestors who had unified Terra. Arcamus knew each of them. Recognized them even through the layers of Indomitus pattern plate and the blur of his failing sight. They were his brothers, the Huskarls of whom he was master. And at their center stood the only other being besides the Emperor who could bring them to battle. Arcamus found a breath come to his lips, and the numbness of his limbs and the pain in his chest receded.
Lord,
he rasped. And the limbs that had refused to move until now, and the flesh that had failed his command, pulled him to his knees, and then to his feet. Rogel Dorn stood, head bare, flanked by his warrior sons, the gold of his armor luminous with warp smoke, blood rubies glittering in the claws of silver eagles. Black eyes glinted in a face of hard control and harsh shadow. From across the chamber, Alpharius met his brother's gaze.
"There are things that we should talk of, brother," said Alpharius.
Dorne's face did not move.
"Fire," he said.
The Huskarls fired. Light and bolt rounds sheeted out, rattling from barrels. Light flashed through the dark as the gunfire slammed into fields that had snapped into place around Alpharius. Blinding whiteness filled the chamber as the shields flashed under the impacts. Alcamus forced every sensation down, every feeling of weakness, every shred of agony, and forced himself forwards. The flaring light met his helmet lenses, and his sight vanished in a blur of stars and static. He reached up and yanked the helmet free. The air reeked of explosions and ozone. There was blood. Blood pouring from him, pooling inside his armor, falling on the deck as he staggered on towards his lord and brothers. Alpharius was nowhere to be seen. The Huskarls advanced. Alcamus could tell from their movements that they were half blind from the light of their shields. The Huskarls kept moving, Dorne at their head, bolters firing as one. The rolling thunder of teleportation blended with the roar of gunfire as huge figures materialized in the chamber. Alcamus was on his feet. Around him, two tides of armor slammed together, golden and blue. Huskarls and Lernaeans crashed into combat, blades shrieking as they bit into armor. Dorne swept forwards, and all Alcamus could see was the blurred arc of Storm's teeth, rising and falling, blood and sparks and shredded metal. A Lernaean flew back, a bloody canyon in his chest. Another stepped forwards, and the tip of the chain blade met his faceplate and bored into the skull beneath. Shards of metal and bone sprayed out as Dorne lifted the Terminator from the floor and then ripped the blade free. The next blow was falling before the corpse hit the floor. The Huskarls moved with him in a wedge, hammer blows falling, false thunder pealing. The Lernaeans tore into them. A chain fist sliced into a Huskarl's chest. Enameled leaves fell as diamond teeth chewed through the honor laurel and into the armor and flesh beneath. A warrior with a saurian helm of tarnished silver punched the fingers of a lightning claw into a Huskarl and ripped the warrior in half with an explosion of lightning. Sheets of Volkite discharge stained the air red. And suddenly Alpharius was amongst the killing tide, his attacks not following rhythm or pattern. One instant he was in the front rank, the pale spear orbiting him, its blade a blur of blood and smoke as it cut through armor and limbs. The next, he was retreating and lashing out as the Huskarls moved into the space. Then he was pressing close, hacking and stabbing like the butchers of the World Eaters, then piercing a throat with a thrust that was as light as a breath of wind. Dorne drove into the Lernaeans, red spattering his face, Storm's teeth shedding blood. Then, with a suddenness that halted the shallow breath in Alcamus's throat, Alpharius's spear thrust up from the press of ranks. Its tip shimmered, silver reflection fading to mist, and Alcamus thought that the sound fled from his ears as it drove at his lord's chest. It was a beautiful strike. In all his years of war, Alcamus had never seen the like, its simplicity like a line drawn by a master artisan on a bare parchment. It was death and ruin, and silence without end. And Storm's teeth met the spear thrust, and reality shrieked. A sheet of silver sparks exploded from the point at which the two weapons met. Alpharius and Dorne stood before each other, and it was as though the universe made space for this meeting of brothers. "I came here for you, Rogel," said Alpharius as he slid back, spear spinning. Dorne was cutting again and again, and each blow churned the air. "This is about victory, true victory." A Lernaean stepped into Dorne's path. Storm's teeth cut up through the torso of the Terminator. Gut fluid and blood gushed out as the dead flesh and armor fell. The Lernaeans and Huskarls were a shrinking circle around the two Primarchs.
"Look at this. Look at what I have done here. This is not a war you can win your way," called Alpharius.
Dorne stood before him, and the spear was suddenly still as his brother loomed above him, a sculpture of vengeance cast in gold. Dorne sliced downwards. Alpharius raised the spear. The weapons clashed, and suddenly the Alpha Legion Primarch was spinning close, Storm's teeth arcing past him harmlessly.
"But you are blind to what you are fighting. We are both fighting for the future, Rogel.
Alpharius lunged. Dawn jerked aside, blink fast. The spear tip caught his shoulder and punched through the golden armor. Dawn staggered.
Arcamus roared, breath ripping from his lungs as he plunged towards his Primarch.
A Linnaean slashed at him with lightning-wreathed talons. He brought his pistol up and emptied the clip into the warrior's face and chest. Explosions punched the Terminator back.
Arcamus dropped the pistol and drew his Siax. The wide-bladed sword slid free of its scabbard and rammed into the Linnaean's throat.
Arcamus wrenched it back, feeling the edge catch on bone as blood gushed over his bionic arm.
"I did this so that you would understand,"
shouted Alpharius.
"So that you would see that you cannot win. I am not here to kill you, brother. I am not here for Horus. I am here to give you victory."
Dawn was astride in front of Arcamus, blood bright and scattering as he wrenched free of Alpharius's spear. The Huskars fell, their legs cut out beneath them as Alpharius spun wide, spear arcing low like a scythe through long grass. And now Dawn stood alone, blood running down the gold of his armor.
"I know the enemy," said Alpharius. "I know your weakness, and theirs. I know the truth."
Dawn stepped forwards, storm's teeth slamming down, battering into the spear blade in a blaze of light. Alpharius slipped to the side, and Dawn turned the direction of his cut as it fell. But Alpharius was not where his movement should have taken him. He was behind Dawn's cut, the blade of his spear slicing down.
"I can give you victory, brother,"
Alpharius urged him again. Dawn swayed aside, and the spear blade skimmed his chest. Slivers of gold and silver feathers fell to the deck, and Alpharius was overextended, and Dawn was turning, his strength flowing into a wide lateral cut that would never land. It would never land, because in that instant Arcamus saw what was about to happen. Alpharius was not overextended. He was exactly where he needed to be to turn past Dawn's blow and make another last perfect thrust with his spear. Arcamus felt his blood-drained body try to move faster, try to push itself across the few meters separating him from the Lord, whose life and service were the reason he did not fear. Dawn cut. Storm's teeth blurred. Alpharius swayed back, pivoting and sliding a hair's breadth past the screaming edge.
Arcamus lunged to his Lord's side, his Siax blade reaching for the spear thrust even as it unfolded. His blade caught the haft of Alpharius's spear, and the force of the connection kicked through his metal arm like the kiss of a lightning bolt. Arcamus reeled back, staggering to the deck, and the spear struck home. It rammed through Dawn's armor and into the flesh, and stopped.
Dawn stood, unmoved, the spear embedded in his shoulder where he had stepped in to take the blow. His left hand was locked around the spear's haft. For an instant, the two Primarchs were an arm's reach apart, eye to eye.
"Brother,"
Alpharius began.
And Dawn hacked Storm's teeth through Alpharius's arms above the wrists. Blood and sparks fell in the flash of gunfire. The world became a slow-sliding tableau of movement.
Dawn's face, cold stone, marked with blood and strobing shadows as he pulled the spear from his shoulder.
Alpharius staggering, lashing out with a kick. Another cut, scything from left to right, Storm's teeth ripping armor like parchment.
Red gloss sheen on indigo blue, and a demigod falling, his torso an open cave of meat and bone. The only sound, the growl of Storm's teeth, and the clang as Alpharius struck the deck and began to rise, strength defying the red ruin of his body. Dawn still had the spear in one hand.
"But victory!"
Alpharius gasped.
Dawn rammed the spear through his brother's chest. The tip punched through the power plant on the back of Alpharius's armor.
Alpharius's mouth opened, his eyes wide. A great wash of blood poured from between his teeth. Dawn held him on the spear, the two so close that it seemed almost an embrace. The air around them was blurring like a heat haze as the blood struck the floor.
A high wail was rising with a coil of wind which circled the pair.
Alpharius's mouth moved, forming words. Dawn was still for a second, his eyes blank and black in the carved stone of his face. Then he pushed Alpharius away. Snakes of light writhed through the air. The Primarch of the Alpha Legion staggered, mouth still moving. Rogel Dorn brought Storm's teeth around. The blade cut down through Alpharius's skull and then tore free in a spray of blood and a detonation of light.